New laws double plus good for consumers. 10th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. New legislation aimed at curbing the sale of stolen goods is poised to bankrupt criminal syndicates that used pre-owned CDs to launder money $3.25 at a time. John Mitchell, an attorney for the National Association for Recording Merchandisers, reports that Florida and Utah have passed secondhand goods legislation, generally referred to as putting consumers first laws, that could make buying and selling of used CDs much more onerous to stores and less attractive to criminals looking to sell music that has aged poorly and is leading to embarrassment when spotted by friends or family. John Mitchell said, quote, "The problem is that people who purchase CDs think they actually own them, and by extension that they can sell them once they're tired of the irritating technotronic signal, for example. What our customers fail to realize is, oh, screw it, we're in it for the money," unquote. In Florida, the new legislation requires all stores that buy secondhand music for resale apply for a reasonably priced permit. After being approved for the $10,000 permit, the stores are required to obtain thumbprints and a small sample of brain tissue from customers or suspects before tagging them with radio collars to ease tracking by authorities after the consumers or criminals are released back into the wild. Furthermore, stores can only issue store credit, not pay cash, in exchange for traded CDs, and are required to hold them for a 30-day period before reselling them. Mr. Mitchell continued after lighting a Cuban cigar with a $100 bill, quote, "Used CDs, as we all know, are Al-Qaeda's favored method for laundering money. If people are free to easily resell things they've purchased, that means that people can easily buy used things and the terrorists win. You don't want them to win, do you?" Unquote. In states where pawn shop laws are getting more restrictive, it's impractical to sell used CDs, merchants complain. In fact, one music retailer in Florida reports that one of his stores has already been visited by local police, backed up by members of SWAT and RIAA enforcing the law. As a result, the chain stopped dealing in used goods in that store. Mr. Mitchell mumbled, pausing to snort cocaine out of the belly button of a $2,000-a-night hooker, quote, "We need law enforcement to enforce the law, you know. Without their support, we'd be defenseless. People would run amok in the street, selling and buying CDs. Do you understand? Do you? Chaos," unquote. Video game retailers have thus far avoided similar laws. Stores selling previously owned video games do not need a permit and only have to hold used merchandise for 15 days before reselling. John Mitchell reminisced, quote, "I don't work for those nerds, so why would I give a damn? Now if they start selling music, boom, we'll be all over them like payola on radio. Ah, those were the days," unquote. Record industry executives are positively ecstatic about the laws, believing the secret to maintaining their steadily shrinking customer base is to protect consumers with new laws that prevent them from buying the music that they really won't like once they get it home anyway. One executive, while topping off his dog's water dish with Dom Perignon, says, quote, "Hey, we invented those cellophane things that prevent you from getting the music that you just bought. We're all about the customer. Did anyone use the terrorist's win line yet?" "They did? How about safety?" "We have statistics that, spun properly, prove that more consumers are injured by used CDs than are killed by, oh, I don't know, guns or something," unquote. Consumer reaction thus far varies between shoulder-shrugging apathy and suicidal dance frenzy. One customer at Ted's Music & More in Jacksonville said, quote, "Meh, most music is crap anyway. I'll probably just pirate it," unquote. Another, who panicked while trapped in a spiraling descent of a swirling maelstrom of despair, proceeded to the cabbage patch his eyes out with his bare hands and electrically slide himself through the plate glass window in front of the store in a despondent and ultimately unsuccessful attempt to escape misery's suffocating embrace, screamed, quote, "Not what? Now my copy of Sports by Huey Lewis in the News is worthless? Worthless! Why?" Unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.